This is an interview with Chris Davis of the Rutherford Appleton Laboratories about the stereo mission. It's part of the Jodcast, and you can find the full show at www.jodcast.net.
Hi, Chris.
Hi there.
Can you give us a roundup? What's happened to stereo since we last talked to you?
When we last talked to you, we were busy commissioning the cameras. The cameras are all now commissioned, everything's working great, and we're getting some fantastic results back. We've had coronal mass ejections, we've had a couple of comets. We weren't expecting to have so many comets, and an army of enthusiasts have been unearthing all kinds of near-Earth objects and asteroids in the star field, so we're having a great time.
And how's the status of the website? Things now accessible via the website?
Yep, we've got daily and monthly movies available at the website, and you can see some fantastic features in the data. So you can actually look to see mass ejections for yourself. And if anyone sees any, we'd appreciate if they'd actually tell us, because one of the things that we have struggling to find time is actually identifying all the events. So you can download those movies. They're freely accessible. The data is also accessible from the same website. That's stereo.rl.ac.uk. You can download the data, play with the data.
What format does the data come in?
The data comes in FITS formats, which is a standard astronomical format for image files, but a lot of software actually reads FITS files now.
I think there's a plugin for Photoshop that the European Space Agency made, didn't they?
Yes, there are. There are all kinds of ways that you can do that. But also there are dedicated FITS viewers that you can buy. There's a package called FV, which I assume stands for FITS viewer, yeah. And you can download images, you can manipulate images, you can study smaller regions of it, and you can really sort of get your hands really dirty with the data now.
So what's going to be happening with stereo from now on? Are you now in routine operation mode?
Yeah, it's a synoptic operation, which means that we take the same measurements, whatever. Right. So we take images every hour, and it takes us an hour to gather enough light to see these coronal mass ejections in our cameras. But what will be changing is the position of the spacecraft. They're going to move away from the Earth, and we're gradually going to start to image the space between the Sun and the Earth. So what will happen in the next few months to the next couple of years is we'll be looking at the region of space where these mass ejections will be affecting the Earth. So we'll be able to give an advanced warning of about 2 days of anything that's heading towards the Earth. And that's where the exciting science is going to be able to come, because we're going to be able to alert people running spacecraft missions around the Earth, running radars on the ground, and we can get a much better picture of this whole sequence of events as particles come from the Sun towards the Earth.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully we'll catch up with you nearer the end of the year and find out what's happened with stereo.
I'm sure there'll be so much more to tell you by then, yeah.
Thanks.